Yikity! And a howdy do. Welcome to another episode of the Sporting Good Podcast. It's your boy Wig, and I got a special guest with me today. Y'all heard me introduce her last episode, but just in case you thought I was just BSing and throwing out characters, this is my cousin, Latoria Dorsett, out of Miami. Right now, she resides in, what you at, Richmond, Virginia?
Richmond, yep.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Cozo.
Well, I'm Tori. I just started doing, the betting, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I think I'm a little pro at it now.
And let them know your strategy, because, most of the listeners, they're most of them are parlay bettors. I'm trying to get away from parlay. It's a straight bet, but when we do straight bets, we do it with the spread. Tell your strategy.
Yeah, I don't fool with the spread, because I still really don't understand what the spread is, but I get it someday. So I just do straight bets. NFL, I'm not really good with the whole NFL thing, because one minute I think I got a down pack, and the next minute my doggone teams don't lose.
Hey, but so the thing is, it's not even only you. It's not even like a rookie mistake, because the whole public is messing up with NFL and NCAA football. So don't even take, don't even feel bad about that portion of it.
That last week surprised everybody. I don't know if everybody bets was off last week.
Saints lost, KC lost, Cowboys lost at the crib.
Oh my goodness.
The public.
The 49ers lost. I was like, what is going on?
True. But, that's a part of this whole thing, man. It's like you can't just put all your money on one thing. And that's why we try to teach like a mutual fund. And,
I just put between $1 to $5 on, each game. It just all depends which game it is. If it's a good game, then I'll bet a little bit higher. Like, the most I bet is $5. Like, I don't even go over that.
True.
I'm trying to build my money up. So, I'm not trying to bet $15 on a game knowing I only got $50 in my account.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that either, man. As long as your bankroll is growing and it's not falling below your initial investment, man, you're dope. You're honestly dope. And what are you building your bankroll for? Is it Christmas or Black Friday or whatnot?
No, I'm just building just a bill. If I need it, I need it. If I don't, I don't. Next summer, we trying to we have that whole 4th of July thing for the family. And if I can build to that, then that's what's up.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. You ain't got to come out of the pocket with it. You got something that's already been building from, we started in the end of October. And you got something built from there all the way to July. I think that's pretty dope. You ain't got to worry about the family coming out of the pocket as well, right?
Nope, I ain't trying to come out the pocket.
True that. But then you did an initial investment when we first started the $50 challenge, right?
I did the $50 initial one at first, and then I just let y'all bet, and then I was like, I think I'm gonna try to do it myself.
We do apologize for that, man. The $50 challenge was not a big success in the beginning, but we are not in college basketball where our system plays usually hit more often than none. So we might open it back up right around Christmas, just so we can help people out with their Christmas money or whatnot. If you down to come in, you know how to find me, right?
Yep, I do. I'll probably get in there and still continue to bet on my own.
True that. But also, man, if y'all don't know, man, my cousin, she is an author. She didn't want me to put it out there, but I have to. Her author name is T.T. Dorsett. Y'all go ahead and check her out. Her books are on Amazon. It's for the low price. Help her get up to that top selling mark. She didn't want me to throw that out there, but I had to. And I got to make sure I
show her. It's all good, though. It's a series book, so I'm in the process of writing the fifth one, so my fans about to kill me because they still waiting. So hey, I'm still in the process of, I'm almost done, so yeah.
Well, hey, when you got that dope on the street, everybody want it. No fiends want it. You can't just get on phone and then try to stop, cuz.
I know, but when you back in school getting your doctorate degree, it's kind of hard.
You always been a nerd, man. I'm a hood nerd. I don't want to go to school, man. I learn everything for the free, baby. Learn everything for the free.
Yeah.
But you're going to stay around and give us some basketball picks for the week, right?
Yeah, let me open my computer. So I'm all about the NBA. I'm a NBA nerd. I study the games. It's just how I am, and I'm always hitting. you know, and I always let my cousin know, oh, look, I did this, I did that. He'd be like, what?
True that. I mean, I was a little shocked. I ain't gonna say like I was hating in a sense, but I was kind of mad because it was like three days in a row. You had like blasted of MD. I'm like, yo, none of my picks hit these 3 days. People talking to me in my inbox. Hey man, your picks flopping. I'm like, man, I understand, dog, but just stick with the program. As long as you straight betting, you ain't got nothing to worry about. So I'm glad you're doing your thing though, cuz.
Yeah, I be studying. So, I already did the picks for the night, but all right, let's see.
So hold on, right quick, cause let the on track breathe for a bit. We're gonna go to our little Spotify commercial. Then we're gonna come back with picks and parlays. We'll be right back. Okay.
All right,
cuz. So this one I'm gonna do. I'm gonna send an invite again, so it can make me a little easier to edit. And then I'll let you go with your pick and parlays. All right.
All right. You want me to turn this one off?
You ain't gotta worry about it. Once I press finish recording, it's just gonna cut off on its own. Then I'm gonna send it right back.
Oh. That's messy. Okay.
All right. Good job. Appreciate it. And welcome back with Picks and Parlays. Once again, I got my cousin here on the phone. Get some NBA picks for Thursday night, and this is only for Thursday night. I will throw in my NFL pick for the Thursday night, and then later on, we're going to do a double segment for Picks and Parlays. I'll give you guys some Friday, Saturday, and Sunday football picks. So I'm going to let her go on with the Thursday basketball picks for you guys. So just in case you want to parlay that, or if you just want to follow her on her money lines, you can make some extra money. And remember, these lines, the suggestion is to use this on Bovada because the lines are a little shorter if you do it early. And then you can make more money on the money lines as well. And you can make more money just basically doing the parlays, betting the spread. So go ahead, cuzzo.
All right, my NBA picks for 11-14. Now, I had a debate about the Heat in Cleveland. The only reason why I had a debate is because last night, Cleveland gave the Sixers a run for their money.
Mm-hmm.
They only beat them by 1 point. So, Cleveland is starting to ball. They're starting to pick up their little rhythm. So, I was like, oh my God, they started to pick up the rhythm. So, the Miami Heat is going into Cleveland. So that's going to be a battle within itself. Now, not only that, I look at and see who's hurt, who's going to be out on the Heat team. And we got some of our key players who actually play is not going to be playing tomorrow. But that's okay because I still have faith in the Heat. So I'm going to pick the Heat to win tomorrow.
All right.
Now, Chicago is going into the Bucks. Of course, I'm picking the Bucks over Chicago.
That's a good one.
New York, Dallas, they're a little sketchy a little bit, but I'm going to go with them to go in there and take the win from New York. You know, giving people a run for their money, but they still a little down on the totem pole, but they trying. But I'm going to take Dallas over New York. And finally, Atlanta is going into Phoenix. Ain't no way Atlanta going to be Phoenix in their own turf. So I'm going to go with Phoenix.
All right. So she likes Dallas, the Heat, Milwaukee, and Phoenix. I love the Heat against Cavs. With the Sporting Good podcast, we like to bet the halves. Definitely on teams with discipline like the Heat. So I love the Heat, and of course I love the Heat half. Dallas is going into New York. And Porzingis, he got some get back to get for all that suffering he did when he was in New York. So I like Dallas money line. And then we got Milwaukee. I'm going to take the half depending on what the spread is. I didn't really get the chance to see the spread, but that money line should definitely fly off. And you say you like Phoenix over Atlanta. That game, I'm just going to fade all the way. I know Atlanta got the talent to beat Phoenix, and I know Phoenix is actually on the up and up right now. It's okay to fade, man. I don't got to take everything. And then you got NFL Thursday night game coming up. Go ahead.
You know who's surprising me out of the East and the West? I'm going to tell y'all who's surprising me. The Boston Celtics is surprising me, and the Utah Jazz. Oh, yeah.
So why is Boston surprising you, cuz?
because I didn't think their team was gonna be that good, but I guess that what's his name, Kimball, what's his name,
got traded to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Boston, like, they've been balling. So I'm like, okay, Boston, I see you.
Yeah, man. We're recording this actually on Wednesday, and tonight I like the Boston at the half. Because Brad Stevens, he's a dope coach, you know, and I like disciplined teams. Like, I mean, I'm not sure what's going on with the Spurs, but they kind of falling off this year, I'm pretty sure, because they got two dudes who were acting like leaders and they just had a good team around them. And now they have to be the leader and they can't take that type of pressure. But yeah, also with the Thursday night game, for football, I like Pittsburgh over Cleveland. Take the points. You ain't got the money.
Oh, yeah. I like Pittsburgh over Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland, they ain't just got it in Pittsburgh. Like, I mean, it's a difference. When I ain't trying to make no race thing, but when you have a strong black leader, you know what I mean, leading your squad, you always have a chance. And that's just not with Pittsburgh and coach Mike Tomlin. That's also with the Dolphins. Like, yeah, in the beginning of the year, those dudes didn't know what they were doing. With time, that dude been leading this team. And they ain't just getting blown out. I mean, they have been losing some games, some sketchy games, but, I mean, the plan is not to win. So, I like black strong leaders.
I'm
going to
go with Miami over Buffalo. Watch what I think.
Yeah. Woo. You feel me? It's at the crib, though. It's at the crib. So, yeah, I take it with the points. I ain't going to take the game money line, though. I'm going to take it with the points. And then in college football for Thursday night, Pittsburgh is playing North Carolina at Pittsburgh. Our money line that the spread is on -4.5 for Pittsburgh. I'm a money line that I just had on to win the game. So if I got to parlay everything, I'm going to parlay the money line for the Pittsburgh college. I'm going to buy 5 points for Pittsburgh in the NFL. And then I'm going to add that on with the Heat money line, Milwaukee money line, and also Dallas money line. That could be your bravado tease parlay, manipulated parlay in a sense. We're going to have a second part of picks and parlays, but I'm going to let Tori go ahead and sign off and let her tend.
Yeah. Hello? Oh, it kind of broke up a little bit.
Oh, sorry, my fault. I said, you got anything else you want to say to the fans?
Oh, no, I was just about to say, I shocked you when you was like, when I said, cuz, I'm going for LSU, you was like, what?
Yeah,
for real, LSU. I said, I
showed
enough fam.
LSU won. Hey man, I don't know. Maybe it's beginner's luck, dude. Cause you like picking like all type of upsets. Since I've been talking to you during this crowd, man. Like, I like them over the Lakers. I'm like, you don't like them over the Lakers. Goddamn, the Lakers almost lost. And I'm like, man, cuz, you got something going on, boy. But I do appreciate all your insight and, you know what I'm saying, everything that you're bringing, like your energy and all. Thank you for believing into the Sporting Goods podcast, and thank you for joining the show as well.
No problem.
No problem. One love. Back with Piss Parlays, everybody. All right, and welcome back to part two of Picks and Parlays. Once again, I'd like to thank my cousin for giving us that knowledge for the Thursday night games in the NBA. You also have the NFL Thursday night game and a college Thursday night game on that portion. So if you missed that, please head back or, you know, at this portion of the podcast, make sure that you have your pen and paper so you can follow along. So I'm getting into Saturday. We have Alabama going against Mississippi State. They're away. The regular spread is 17, minus 17 Alabama. We're going to take the half. I believe the half should be minus 10. They smell blood. They lost last week. Everybody have them outside of the playoff contention. I feel sorry for whoever had to play them for the rest of the year. Florida, they are away. And they're going against Missouri. Missouri have been very, very, very underachieving this year. So we're going to take Florida minus 7 at Mizzou. And then you have UAB at the crib. Their regular game, the regular spread is minus 18. We're going to take the minus 11. UAB, they're playing UTEP. I think this is probably one of the easiest games. It's actually my play of the week. Catch that spread while it's low. And then you have Oklahoma away against Baylor. The spread is minus 10. We're going to take Oklahoma minus 7 at the half. The reason why Baylor starts off slow,
I know this is going to be a hyped up game because Baylor is undefeated and they still rank behind Oklahoma, who lost one game against TCU, I believe. No, they lost against Kansas State. But yeah, I like Jalen Hurts in the first half. They should be up at least by 10. Then we're going to go to Sunday games. Sunday, we like Baltimore money line. That's right, money line. I'm not going to mess with that spread, but I do believe Baltimore should win that game. I also like Jacksonville and Indianapolis first half under. The regular total is 44, but the under right now is at 21. And if Jacoby Brissett comes back, he's probably right now. If he's for sure, I think that total should go up a little bit more. So if you want to wait till the day of the game, you can do so, but I'm going to take that first half under. Miami run line. I'm going to skip that and say that for like the last pick, because I do have like a little summary that I like to say about that game in Miami altogether. Raiders plus 10.5. They're going against Cincinnati. Cincinnati done threw in the towel. They don't care about this season. They might be our second 0-16 team. Matter of fact, our third. We had Detroit, and I think Cleveland went 0-16, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, they might be one of our 0-16 teams. That seems like to be a new trend in the NFL now, or just in sports, period. People are, like, being great at tanking. Raiders plus 10.5. Chicago and Los Angeles Rams, like the first half under. Right now is at 20.5. And the regular game total is at 41. I'm going to take the first half under. Bears still got a dope defense and a garbage offense. The Rams offense is a little slow right now, but that defense is stout. Shouldn't be much points scored. And then New Orleans at the half. They're playing against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Bucs. The last time New Orleans lost this year, the very next game was against Seattle and also with a backup quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. And they lit it up, 30-something points. So, yeah, New Orleans at the half. I do not want to be the team to go against New Orleans right now, especially after a loss like that against Atlanta. Now, let me go back to that Miami game. Miami game, they are plus 6 at the crib against Buffalo Bills. Buffalo barely squeaked out a win at Buffalo. Miami was up double digits at Buffalo at the half. Miami have yet to lose a half. No, not yet. I'm sorry. Miami haven't lost a half in the last 4 weeks. Last week, they was up 10-0 at the half against Indianapolis away. And the week before against the Jets at the crib, they was up, 2 touchdowns at the half? So, yeah, we definitely love the run line and the half. And I know everybody said, well, Miami tanking too. Well, not necessarily, because there's a lot of things going on behind closed doors. And we'll get more to that in the barbershop talk. But this coach of theirs, I think he's a rebellious coach, and I don't think he's going to last in Miami, but the next team that's going to pick him up will be happy as hell. This dude knows how to lead men. On God, he knows how to lead men, and that team is still playing with third stringers. Defense third stringers, offense third stringers, the O-line third stringers, and they're in every single game. Minus the Baltimore game, minus the New England game, and I want to say the Chargers game. They was kind of in the Chargers game too. They didn't just get blown out. It was a slow blowout. But yeah, they've been in every single game. Even the Cowboys, they were in it. So yeah, I'm gonna take Miami plus 6, and I'm gonna take Miami at the half plus 3. Next topic will be barbershop talk. Remember, these spreads are based on Bovada. These are early spreads. These spreads will go up or down. I believe Miami will go down because the public is on Miami's side right now. But all these other spreads most likely will go up because everyone likes to bet on the favorites. And of course, it's just gonna have to make it harder for you to win your money. Next segment is barbershop talk. Y'all stay tuned. And welcome back. This is the barbershop talk of the episode. We're going to tackle a few things, but not spend too much time on them. One being Colin Kaepernick and his workout with the NFL this Saturday. We also have the Dolphins and if they're really tanking and the rankings of the tanking teams. The MVP race. We also going to talk about the Omarion situation as well as the T.I. situation. And I think I'd like to start off with the T.I. situation. So T.I. on his podcast said that he goes to the gynecologist with his daughter at least once a year to make sure that her virginity flap is still attached. Yo, T.I., you out of pocket, man. You are so out of pocket with this one, bro. Because you know that what type of attention that's going to bring. You know the type of memes that's going to bring. And you put your daughter out there for the zombie herd to eat on her flesh. Now she got to go and hide it until the zombies actually hear something else and follow that crowd alone. You should never do this to your kids. And the thing is, it's not just T.I., man. A lot of people think that, you know, putting their parenting style on blast is dope. Oh, yeah, I beat my kids and they want to embarrass me. I'm going to embarrass them in front of the public. Nah, man, that's not the way to go. Because you don't know what your kids can handle emotionally. So T.I.'s daughter eventually stopped following him on all social media platforms. And I'm not sure what's going on in that house. But, yeah, man, T.I., as a father, I wouldn't do my daughters like that. And I'm glad that you put an example out there for me not to do. I don't want to spend too much time, but, you know, always comment your thoughts on any one of those podcast links when you see them out there. We also going to get to the Omarion. His baby mama, April Jones, I believe it is really blasting a lot of information. And it's crazy because you guys already know I don't really remember people's names like that. For me to remember her name, that means I've seen these links time and time and time again. I heard these conversations time and time and time again. And she just seems a little attention thirsty, to my opinion. Now, they're saying that he don't pay the proper amount of child support. She wants more. She's already, from what I think I seen, if this information is true, she's getting $700 a month for her kids. I don't really know what to say about the child support thing. I just want to talk about her actions. I seen an interview with her and Nick Cannon. And Nick Cannon was trying his hardest to make her seem as if, you know, she's more mature than what she's acting out here in public. Asking her mature questions, not trying to get her to be, you know, this reality star that she's stuck in the mold of. And I think that has more of a line of like people gaining extreme fame, you know, by being wild and crazy, you know, as a reality TV star, i.e. Cardi B, i.e. Jocelyn. And, you know, a lot of people are now trying to follow that trend, you know, so they can get their coins. And April, I mean, if you're saying that, you know, Omarion is harassing you privately, calling your phone, harassing and blase squad, I mean, wouldn't you use that as a tool to, you know, plead your case? But instead, you're going the opposite direction. Oh, his friend is the best I ever had, and I ain't see his friend like that while we're together. But shoot, you know, when you let somebody, like, it's like you're contradicting yourself. You know, you say that you don't want your kids to see him in a bad light, but yet everything that comes out of your mouth is negative about this guy. If you're living your life successfully, stop putting his name in it. That's all I have to say. And people wonder why, you know, Omarion got an ice box where his heart used to be. You know what I mean? Like, chicks like that are thirsty. They make you believe, you know, that you love, like, they love you and stuff unconditionally, but it's really the green that they chasing in. They creating kids chasing green. It's crazy out here. It's a cruel world, you know? I'm glad I found mine when I was dead broke. I mean, shoot. I was looking for a place to stay. No, I just bullshit. No, but, yeah, man. Like, I found mine when I was dead broke, and I'm glad that I did. So let's talk some sports right now. First thing first, the MVP race. You got Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. And you know, as a proud black man, I am proud that these two guys as quarterbacks, it's talked about as, you know, the front runners of the MVP. So congrats to both of those dudes. I am extremely proud of both of those dudes. They're model citizens. They're everything that I like in black men. You know, they're strong, they're firm. And, you know, they're about their business, man. Lamar Jackson was told that he had to be a wide receiver. After being a Heisman quarterback, he was told he had to be a wide receiver in the NFL to be taken seriously. That dude was picked last in the first round when everybody know he was the most talented player in that draft. I'm glad that Baltimore Ravens seen the promise in him, and I'm glad that he was able to actually go to a team who could succeed early in his career, you know, unlike the Baker Mayfields who had to go to Cleveland. And we already see dude done cut all his facial hair off and left the mustache. Dude out there looking like a rapist. God, he looked like a rapist, yo. So yeah, man, congrats to both of those dudes. We also want to talk about this tanking season. We all thought that the Dolphins were the ones that was tanking heavily. And the reason why I want to speak like mainly on the Dolphins when it comes to the tanking rankings is because I love what Brian Flores has done with their squad who don't supposed to be starting. He got third string old linemen, third string wide receivers, third string DBs and linebackers playing to, you know, second screen level. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like they're just out there doing amazing things. Yeah, they are, 2-6 or 2-7. Let's not get that twisted. But at the same time, you got the Cincinnati Bengals who were starting their quarterback all season long, the one that they picked in the first or second round, and he couldn't get nothing done. They are winless. We beat the Jets, you know, when they supposed to have the next best thing coming and Joe Namath in New York. We're better than the Giants. You know, even though the Redskins got their lonely win against us, we're better than them. We just had to learn, man. And I know when players don't really have nothing to lose and they're out there auditioning, it's easier for them to listen to the coach to try to get better. So I really want to see just what Brian Flores can do with the team who is expected to win. Because right now, he's doing an amazing job with the team who was expected to lose. But then again, I don't think that the Dolphins really care about tanking for Tua anymore because, you know, now we got the Dolphins. We have a Dolphins rep, and they publicly went out and say, hey, they're going to send somebody to the training facilities to see Colin Kaepernick work out. Them and the Cowboys, which is pretty fishy for me because they were the main two teams saying, oh, my team, my players bet not kneel, my players bet not do this, and, you know, supporting Trump and things of that nature. So for them to be the first ones to say, hey, yeah, we're down for this, you know, it seems extremely fishy. And that brings us to the Colin Kaepernick workout. Like me, I hate trying to, not saying hate, I just don't want to try to persuade other people's thoughts and feelings about this workout. You know, a lot of people claiming it as a win, people like me claiming it as media propaganda, and, you know, a lot of people claiming Jay-Z had everything to do with this. Jay-Z have yet to make a statement. The only statement he have made about Colin Kaepernick is when they did the whole deal live on TV, and he said, you know, this is like, we got to get past the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. That's the last thing that stuck to my mind when Jay-Z mentioned Colin Kaepernick. We got to get past that issue. He kneeled, so what's next? And people think that he is responsible for this move. I really don't know what to say, man. Like it's hard out there, man. It's hard to make a true opinion because you know how, like, from my perspective, the 1%ers are chess players. They know how to manipulate the crowd. There was a time where in the 70s and the 60s where there was a revolution happening. You had Malcolm X and you had Martin Luther King both leading these revolutions. One was nonviolent and one was by any means necessary. And they chose the nonviolent route. The 1%ers said, hey, you know what? Something's going to change. We might as well have integration. And then it was at that moment, a couple of moments after or before, I can't really get in the timeline, but Martin Luther King said, man, I feel as if I have led my people into a burning house of integration. Meaning he was like double thinking, like, hold up, man, what have I really done? And in my eyes, integration, it made us give up our top resources to the 1%ers to capitalize from it. And I believe in the sense that this is the same thing that was happening. There was a revolution coming. You know, the CBA, the NFL and the NFL Players Association was, after this season, have to negotiate a new CBA deal. I'm pretty sure Colin Kaepernick being out and being blackballed was going to be mentioned. And it's possibly a lockout was going to happen. And they didn't want to lose that money. My opinion. I think this has a lot to do with that. And I think Jay-Z, if he is responsible, could possibly be leading us into a burning house of integration once again, where we probably have the upper hand right now. If we could lock out and just say, hey, we're done with the NFL, we could create a new league. And if you don't believe that, Master P just bought a wrestling foundation. Not saying that it's going to be successful. I'm hoping it is, but I'm saying that there are people out there who want something for ourselves. He already said, I'm going after the WWE. We seen what Eric Bischoff did at WWE. Say, you know what? Hey, let's just get everybody together. We're going to take WCW wrestlers. We're going to take ECW wrestlers. Put it all together. Call it the Bro Wrestling and Entertainment instead of the Federation. Those are my thoughts on that. Once again, this is the Sporting Goods Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my cousin, Tori Dorsett, a.k.a. Author T.T. Dorsett. Y'all check out her books. I will have some links in the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Twitter is SGPodcast305. Instagram is Sporting Goods Podcast. And then Facebook, of course, is Sporting Goods Podcast. It's your boy, Wig, with a yickity and a howdy do. I hope you guys have a good one. Good luck on them pits this week. Thank you.